Hey, Lauren, how are you? Welcome back to the
Hello,
show.
John. Good. How are you?
Good. We were talking about the most haunted houses or the best haunted houses in the country, and this one in Aurora, they say, is the bomb.
Really? I can't wait. I'm excited.
So you told us yesterday you would go and be our guinea pig.
Yes. I'm eager to be the guinea pig. I'm still trying to get my, I have a daughter, 33, another daughter, 28,
right,
and my wife to join me. Right now they're like on the fence with their boyfriends, but we'll see what I can do to convince them.
Your wife is going to bring her boyfriend?
No. Well, maybe.
but you're the one that likes Halloween and likes scary houses. They're not so much.
That's correct. That is very true.
Wow.
I've loved it all my life, and I'm an avid Halloween guy.
Yeah.
Even during the pandemic, I'm out. Instead of getting candy, I gave candy. So I go to people's houses and drop off as I rang the doorbell.
Well, that would have been a nice way to do it. That would have been the problem
but it
solved.
Was. During a pandemic, I bought a bunch of candy, and then I would deliver them.
Wow.
And people thought I was a little wacko, but that's what I did. So,
yeah. I talked to your wife. She confirms that. And her boyfriend,
maybe she's listening.
Her boyfriend feels the same way. Okay, so but you said yesterday that you will go to this haunted house in Aurora if I can get you tickets, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on just a second. Where do we go next here, Ms. Garris? To line 7. And that's where Jason Seneker is, owner and operator of the Basement of the Dead in Aurora.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how are you? This is John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. Okay, so Jason, tell us about what you're doing out there in Aurora.
Oh, well, Basement of the Dead is one of the scariest haunted houses in America. And that's not just me saying that. That's BuzzFeed and multiple publications saying, rating us the best. So we've been doing this. My family's been doing it since 2010. The basement has been around since 2004, roughly. So we have, over the years, we have added new things, new scares, multiple props. It's a lot. It's a lot of scariness, to handle.
Well, I guess you shouldn't tell us all of the tricks because people are supposed to be frightened when it happens, but it's a 120-year-old house. Is that right?
Yeah, we're in the historic downtown area of Aurora, Illinois. The building is 120 plus years old. I've told people before, even if it wasn't a haunted house, to be in that basement is scary enough.
Yeah.
Oh, and you are actually in a basement of this building. This is not like a pole barn or a shopping plaza or anything like that. Like, this is history that you are walking into.
So I walk down into this basement and then walk through, and I'm hesitant to ask you to tell me much about it, but put it this way, how long is the journey through the basement?
Well, the journey, we actually have two attractions down there. One is Basement of the Dead. The other attraction is called Shattered 3D. So that's our clown circus 3D type haunted house. In total, depending on how quick or slow you move, because some people, when they go into haunted houses, they kind of close their eyes and move real slow. Some people want to get, the heck out of there. So so we're roughly around a half-hour experience from start to finish.
Yeah. And so help me, more power to you, dude, but you can get $50 a person for the premium ticket, huh?
Oh, that's, yeah. For our VIP tickets, it's $50, that's if you don't want it. Because obviously we are an attraction that people want to go to, So wait times are a little bit longer. If you don't want to wait in as long as a line, we have the $50 VIP ticket. But our general admission ticket is $35.
$35. Okay, so you show up. Do I need to make a reservation, or can I just show up?
We do online ticketing, but we have online ticketing, that you can kind of pick a time slot. It's not necessarily saying that you're going to get in at that time. It's more just so we don't have, 1,500 people show up at 7 o'clock or something. We try to break it up a little bit so your wait time isn't as long.
Mm-hmm.
So we recommend you buying tickets online.
Is there a theme in the basement, like, you know, Slaughterhouse Five or something? I mean, I don't know. What is there something
yeah,
about
you know, it? It's truly kind of a little bit of everyone's nightmare. You know, we have, you know, the occult, abandoned sewers, a little bit of some hostile areas, maybe even what some people would call hell down there. So yeah, you're going to definitely encounter multiple types of scares and frights.
Yeah. I don't want to look in a sewer. I don't want to look in the sewer. I won't do that. In fact, I don't want to do it. That's why I said on the radio yesterday, I said, hey, if somebody wants to try this, fine, but it ain't going to be me. And that's where our friend Lauren popped in, and he said, boy, I really want to do it. But now his family's not so sure they want to. But will you let them in and walk through, and then they can report back to us if they survive?
Yes, that would be my pleasure. I would love for them to go through, and especially Lauren seems like he's a huge Halloween fan, so this is nice for me to be able to give back to him a little bit.
Elif, let's put Lauren back in the conversation then. Okay, I'm not going to promise anything. You may all die, Lauren, but if you survive, will you come back on the radio?
I am eager and can't wait.
Okay, all right. All right. Okay, so
we'll just have to pick a date.
Yeah, well, I'll let y'all talk off the air. Elif will coordinate all of this. And so where do folks go, Jason? And is it up and running now? Does it go through Halloween? What's the deal on that?
We're open through November 7th. You can find more information at basinthedead.com. We also have a sister haunt out in Downers Grove. It's called Disturbia Haunted House. So we do have two different locations. So if you can't make it out to Aurora, our other location is Disturbia Haunted House. And, you know, they're out in Downers Grove. There are two different haunted houses. You guys can definitely, you know, check those out. But again, you can get tickets at basementofthedead.com or disturbiahauntedhouse.com.
All right. We'll send Lauren and his family to basementofthedead.com, and he'll report back to us as soon as we can get him out there. Again, assuming he survives. All righty. well done, Jason. I'll bet that you're really glad to be able to do that this year, since I suspect you could not do it last year. But I'm glad that you're up and running.
Yep, absolutely.